Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Huey Lewis and the News. Heart and Soul, that was not the number from Huey Lewis that we did last night at our celebrity lip sync battle.
Heart of Rock and Roll is what we did.
Heart of Rock and Roll is still beaten.
Yeah, okay, so you're doing one of the little moves that we had there.
Yes, the
right
pounding
there
on the chest there.
I will tell you one thing. We had an absolute blast last night doing this lip sync battle against seven other teams.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Media celebrities, sports stars, all that in
town.
With
the Royal Oak Music Theater, this was all to benefit the New Day Foundation, of which you are on the board.
I am. It helps pay bills for people going through cancer treatment.
What a great thing. And so many of the families who were benefited by that were there last night, including the Doan family.
Yes, who we were singing and competing for.
Okay, so Jason and I have a little issue with you.
Oh.
You are a board member, right?
Yeah.
So you think you would have known that the winning team last night won like $1,500 in cash to give to their family.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Clearly, she doesn't go to the meetings.
Apparently not.
Why
because
get
you
up
didn't
early?
Tell us. We might have tried had we known that.
We tried. Stop. You know what we would have done?
What?
We would have pulled out all the stops like these other teams have brought in like
we would have brought
kids.
Some ringers in.
Kids, choirs.
I know. Well, let's see. That was Kim Adams from over at the Breeze brought in like an entire
West Bloomfield choir. She did the greatest showman.
And then she brought the family on
then
stage.
Then the family up. And then like Mickey York brought the cheerleaders from the Pistons.
Yep.
And we had Jason.
Devin Gardner had his kids with like they're called Go-Getters.
Yeah.
It's a charity that he does. He had all of them up on stage with him.
Yeah.
So had we known, we would have maybe tried, because our goal was to try just hard enough.
Why are you giving away our secrets?
Well, because I think it's
obvious. What the hell, man?
When you look at it, it's obvious.
I think we did good.
We did good.
You're over here breaking the fourth wall.
We practiced.
They're never going to invite us back.
No, they're going to practice.
Oh, they will. I'm on the board, remember?
On the board.
Yeah, clearly that guy has some clout.
And next time we're going to know that the family's going to win more money if we win.
I think we did a great job.
They still got money.
Oh, they did get money. Yeah, we did Heart of Rock and Roll, and you guys did your great like guitar solo and your saxophone solo. Cards through all the
Joanne
cities.
Joanne had harmonica.
Yeah, that didn't work. I tried that for like 4 seconds. But I did have my jeans on from 1987. I kept a pair of jeans from 1987.
That actually got us, I think, an extra couple points.
I think it did. And I tried to get big hair. I tried to get 80s hair. And all I'm hoping is that the audience actually knew that I was going for 80s hair and didn't think that's just what I normally do.
Here's a little hint for you who saw that last night. She looks like that every morning when we see her.
Yeah.
When she first walked in,
it takes her all morning to tame the hair down.
Yeah.
You had a nice, Stephen, you were wearing your black suit when you had the thin tie Huey used to wear, so that was cool.
And what was that shirt?
Well, I had a denim button-up shirt on. And I had a original Nintendo T-shirt underneath
cool.
it.
Had,
I was
like,
wearing
the Nintendo
my high tops
controller
and,
on it there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then there was a Devin Gardner football that they put up for auction. They made like what $1,500.
And then Toby Keith's guitar went for $3,000.
$3,000.
So yeah, it was awesome. Thank you to everybody that came out and supported.
Yeah, New Day Foundation for Families does amazing work for families facing cancer, and we had a blast, and we were so glad we could help. And we'll do better.
We did better than Rachel and Grunwald from WYCD. We'll get into that in a little bit.
You know, we kind of wondered. We had Devin Gardner won the whole thing last night, right? He's an athlete. It's kind of like Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
The athletes always win.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I was a little surprised because, you know, around here, being either with Michigan or Michigan State can be a plus or a minus.
Yeah, true.
Depending on the balance of the crowd. So apparently there were plenty of U of M fans.
Well, here's the deal. The crowd voted, you guys, during this lip sync battle last night. The crowd got to text in. There were like two of us, you know, four groups of two paired against each other. And Andy Dirks, former Tiger, went up against Gardner.
He was awesome, though.
Andy
he did
Dirks
a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah, he did. And we, by the way, his birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Andy.
And to celebrate this was so cool. His wife comes on stage dressed like Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
And they play the song from when Marilyn Monroe, Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
I found a great copy for her.
She comes out and you're responsible for getting that edited.
Yeah, it was great.
And then she sat on his lap. Now, the funny thing that Andy told us backstage is that his wife was telling us that she was all nervous. Yeah. And he's like, what are you?
What are you
I'm
nervous?
The one performing. He had no idea that she was going to surprise him. But anyway, we got a chance to talk to Andy backstage.
With Andy Dirks right now, and we're at the Celebrity Lip Sync.
You killed it, Andy.
Oh, man, you were awesome.
You know, I killed it, and my lungs are paying for it because I'm out of shape and tired. I was running around. I'm like, yeah, I got this, I got this. I didn't cramp up. Everything went pretty solid.
Come on, you're a championship tiger. I mean, come on, you've got to be in shape. I mean, look at
baseball.
You.
We're baseball players. We're not athletes. We're baseball players. When are we going to get this?
Look at these
we're
arms.
We're not runners. We're not runners. But it's a lot of fun. Great event. Just super excited for the cause.
And you did Whitney Houston.
Whitney has been a go-to. She's kind of my closet girl. So when it's by myself, and I just want to dance with somebody, I want to feel the best female vocalist probably all time.
Okay, let me ask you this though. You started by vacuuming, okay? And then you turned the vacuum into a good job.
Do you brought a real vacuum.
Yeah. Do you vacuum around the house?
I do.
Good
house
man.
Chores, and when the music comes on and I'm all alone, you know Tom Hanks when he slides across?
Yeah.
That's pretty much me.
In your underwear?
In my underwear, just going for it.
Did you do all the single ladies?
Well, you know, my wife can't be home for
that. He is married, exactly.
I have my wife and the kids. Now, a little man, he might do it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember Tom Hanks sliding across the floor.
Right. Tom Cruise. Yeah, Tom Cruise.
He actually, was so much fun, though, man.
He was wearing the white T-shirt like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he was. Like, and let me tell you.
The guy's got some guns.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hadn't played for a couple of years, but, man, he is still in shape. I thought he was doing a great job of it.
He did. They all did. So, again, great night for everyone who supported it. Thanks so much. Can't wait for next year, boys, right?
You think they'll invite us back?
I hope so.
We promise we'll try next year. Really. Now that we know you're making money for our families.
Exactly.